Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City, 91.5 The Blessing. Now, in talking about whether or not we believe what God has given us in the Word of God, let's turn to 2 Peter 1:21, where we find that prophecy, and prophecy means a number of things, by the way. It means the telling forth of the truth, that's prophesying. It also means telling the future or unseen events, if you will. So it's not only history, but it's prophecy. You get the use of it there. And so here, this prophecy, the Word of God, never has come by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, according to 2 Peter 1:21. And Paul, and that was Peter, of course, but Paul, writing in Romans 15:4, said that what everything's were written before were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now, what are we told that our hope is in, according to Scripture? Our hope is in Jesus Christ, and our hope for the future is in the return of Jesus Christ. And indeed, it's mentioned as the soon return, meaning it's going to be sooner rather than later. So the Bible is a unique book. It is not only the very Word of God, it is, but it was brought to us in a very unique way. There were 40 or so authors who wrote over 1,500 years. And they wrote in more than one language. They had several languages. And these books of the Bible, these compartments of the Bible, have survived. And it didn't matter what the persecution was, they still survived. And there was persecution. There were people under the influence of Satan that wanted to destroy it because it was God's word and they wanted it gone. Well, you see, God, in his awesome omnipotence, he is all powerful, in his sovereignty, he took care of the word that he had given to these 40 men or so, 40 or so men. I don't have an exact number. There are some that say 39 and some that say that 40. And he did so over 15 centuries. Think about that. So it's only God who could have compiled and preserved them, and he did. So we either have to believe or we don't. There are some in today's world who have a form of godliness. They have certain rituals that they go through. There's certain things that they work on. There's certain things they believe in. And they have a form of godliness, but their lifestyle denies what they say they believe. You see, the believer doesn't just go through the form, doesn't just have a ritual, doesn't just go to church or be a part of a certain clique or group or Bible study, but a believer has a full handle on the actuality of faith. It is not putting on a show, it's not play acting, it's not being a hypocrite. It is to live a completely different lifestyle than what is all around us. You have to put off the old life. You have to put on the new life of Christ, according to Paul's writings in Colossians 3:8-16. Now, here's a verse that you may want to remember from John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. So we either believe on Jesus Christ for the everlasting life, or we have no life. we have the wrath of God. So there is a new life in Christ. There is a blessed assurance of a home in heaven, but that's only when we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ. That means we have a complete life-changing experience. We don't just play act. We don't just attempt to appear as if we are a good person or a godly person. Maybe it's important to mention here that faith or belief comes from the heart, not from the head. Since it is a spiritual and emotional situation when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, we can equate it in some fashion to that of falling in love. We say falling in love, but in reality we will to love or we don't will to love. But we know that true faith in God through Jesus Christ is a total commitment for life that comes from the hearts. It comes from the heart, not from the mind. The mind then joins in. And so that's what we're supposed to be. It's what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to act. We're supposed to be like Paul the Apostle, who said in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes." And that is important for us to remember. Jesus Christ in Matthew 10:33 said, "Whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." It's serious, and we who claim to be a believer need to live like it. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for, once again, the reminders of your word, and we thank you for not only reminding us, but putting us where we need to be, always putting us where we need to be and teaching us what we need to learn. We thank you for that. Now, Father, we pray for these that we've been asked to pray for today, asking you to open doors and close doors according to your pleasure, that you would help each one who has needs today to have them met by you. And Father, help us to be the witnesses that we should be. Help us to be the ministers that we should be to those around us. And Lord, I pray that you would use WHCB in the lives of folks who listen today. And I thank you for that. And I ask for provision for the radio station and provision for our listeners. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.